Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That was Tom Withers.
Hi.
Tom's in for Andy Baskin today. By the way, Keith sent me an email. Has anyone else said that Tom sounds like Les Levine?
Oh, wow. I'll take it.
That's a compliment.
It is.
I told him not yet, but there you go, Keith. There you go.
Let's take two more. Let's take two more.
We, of course,
Les. God bless Les, by the way.
Les,
right?
Les is no longer with us.
Opening day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Les,
every day.
Les would so appreciate that even though he's not with us, Dan still plays his drops.
Let's take two more.
Wouldn't he?
He would.
Les would so appreciate that. So that's
Les appreciated everything. That was one of the endearing qualities of him.
I would agree,
right?
With that. Yeah. I would definitely agree with that.
So many silly things happen in day-to-day life that I've like grabbed my phone and went, oh, wait. Like, just so many how-come quickies and dumb things like that have taken place.
Remind
I'm like,
you?
Les would be dying if he heard this.
Yeah.
So here's an opportunity for Chicagoans to save money. White Sox against the Guardians, Bulls against the Cavaliers.
There you go.
You could do that. The Cavs are sitting pretty. They're going to be the number one seed. Sorry. Boston's either going to lose the game or the Cavs are going to win one of their final four. There's no drama there. Tom, there could be drama once the playoffs start. And I don't think the Cavs are going to get knocked out in the first round of the playoffs.
Neither do I.
I think they have a chance to get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
So do I.
I think they have a chance to get to the NBA Finals.
Agreed.
It's no guarantee.
No. Especially this year, where it seems so wide open in both conferences to a degree, doesn't it, Jeff?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
You know, you look at that Celtics team, and I still think they're a notch above this Cavaliers team, and taking nothing away from Cleveland. And what an extraordinary, and I hope everybody has enjoyed this regular season as much as many people I know have. You know, this has been extraordinary, right? They're at 62 wins. It's one of the best seasons in Cleveland sports history.
And they've done it without LeBron, which is so important for them.
Right, and exactly. And something that they're very proud of as well, by the way. They're finally that shadow, although it's always going to be over the organization.
They've built a team. It's diminished a little bit.
Yeah.
They built a good team without LeBron.
Yeah, and they did it after firing their coach after a successful season. And we look at what Kenny Atkinson has done. So, to your point, Jeff, I have seen some troubling signs over the last month and a half. And listen, some of this can be chalked up to boredom as well, right? I mean, this is a team that has basically led from the front all season in the East. And coming down the stretch, you know, you're going to have games where, you know, first of all, teams want to knock you off, and they've gone against some young teams that have been anxious to, you know, show what they can do against, you know, essentially the golden standard, if you will, in the East. And so that's been tough. So they're getting everybody's best shot, which is a good thing. You know, they've had so many games, Jeff, especially early in the year, that they just won by blowouts. And
They caught some teams at great times too, which, hey, that happens.
That happens.
But still.
Yeah, Giannis isn't playing. Brunson's not playing. Porzingis isn't playing.
You can't ignore that.
No, and you got to win those games. And they did win those games.
They did.
And they won a lot of those games handily. My point is they didn't get into late game situations. And I've seen times down the stretch here where they've gotten a little bit loose with the ball. I mean, let's look at the last two games, right? They almost kick away a big lead in San Antonio. They were unlucky to hold on.
Against the Spurs team that doesn't want to do anything
nowhere.
But get a draft pick.
Exactly. And then, you know, the other night, you know, they lose at home in a game where a team came in and was physical with them and kind of took it to them to a degree. Now, granted.
And had 6'5 and 6'6 on the wings.
And there you go. Another something to always keep in mind, right? There have been enough things here to make me pause and think it's not going to be an easy path to the Eastern Conference Final. Not that I ever thought it would be, but I think a lot of fans have looked at this season and said, oh, they're 62-15 or whatever it is, and there's no reason they should even be challenged in the playoffs. Well, as we all know, the playoffs are an entirely different sport, right?
When you get a chance to plan for a team more than
Oh, my gosh.
Cavs are a tough matchup on a one-night basis. You know, I mean, they do a lot of things so well.
100%. The whistles are different. Mm-hmm. The contact is different. The physicality is different. The pressure gets ratcheted up. So, listen, I still am confident this team is going to get to the Eastern Conference Finals, but I would not pencil them into the NBA Finals quite yet.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've brought this up since they brought in Donovan Mitchell, and I hate to do it because you feel like you're, you know, poo-pooing about something that's worked beautifully, and Donovan Mitchell's a tremendous player. But teams that have a plethora of wing guys give this team trouble.
Yeah, no question.
And
which is why you got a DeAndre Hunter.
Well, it is. Right? Yeah. I keep kind of reminding folks, okay, that's one guy. It's not all on him. He's not going to shut down Tatum and Brown. He's not going to shut down, you know, Wagner and Paolo Banchero. He can't do it all. There's still other guys there. And I do think that that's a valid concern, Tom. And I think if the Cavs get knocked out short of their goal, they'll get knocked out by a team that dominates them on the wing, even with DeAndre Hunter.
Yeah. I mean, think about that Orlando series last year, right?
It's tough.
Not only tough. I mean, we forget, too. I mean, Cavs are down 17 in the fourth quarter against the Magic in Game 7, right? So that was, you know, much more difficult than I think people remember or want to acknowledge sometimes.
And those guys are a year more experienced.
They are.
If, you know, they happen to run into them again.
Yeah, and you know what? This Indiana team that they're going to see twice this week. Now, you know, granted, these games aren't going to mean anything to the Cavs. That Pacers team scares me. Giannis, a healthy Giannis and that Bucks team scares me.
I've been saying that. A lot of people don't want to go along with me on that. I'm sorry. If Dame comes back and you have Giannis.
If Dame comes back, though, that's a big if.
Kyle Kuzma is a nice addition for them. Bobby Portis is coming back for them. And Brooke Lopez can hold his own.
And they've played the Cavs tough every time they've played them. Even when Giannis wasn't on the floor, they gave Cleveland some difficulty. So, yeah, again, you know, it's been great. I can't say enough good things about Kenny Atkinson and the way he has connected with his players.
Seems like a great guy.
Great guy. And I'll share a little anecdote with you guys. Before the Detroit Cleveland baseball series last October, I noticed that Darius Garland, Tristan Thompson, and Donovan Mitchell were down on the track. They were going to be part of the pregame ceremonies. This is before the season even starts, right? They're in training camp.
Right.
So I took the opportunity to go down there, having a credential, and talk to them and just said, hey, what are you guys' impressions of Kenny Atkinson? And to a man, they raved about him. So I thought, you know what? This is going to be good. Because if these guys are buying into this guy, and when we haven't even got into, you know, game one, this portends well for this team going forward. And so, again, Atkinson, I think, has been great. I love the way he has shown trust in going very deep in his bench all season long. He's had Sam Merrill out there in tough spots. He's had Craig Porter Jr. out there in, in tough spots, sometimes by necessity, but he's really built, you know, a nice cohesion and chemistry with his team.
It's the Cavs against the Bulls tonight. Bulls are a play-in team. So
dangerous, too.
Could it possibly be a playoff preview? You'd never know. Bulls have won 7 of their last 9 games, and they've become a much better basketball team. So Tom will be covering that one tonight for the Associated Press. If you stayed up late last night, you saw Houston get duked, if you know what I mean. We're going to talk about the NCAA championship game that was one of the biggest collapses in NCAA championship game history. It was, we're getting into it next. It's Baskin and Phelps. Tom Withers is in for Andy.